This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, October 28. Seeing with eyes of faith. Our reading comes from Genesis chapter 48. Sometime later, Joseph was told, "Your father is ill." So he took his two sons, Manasseh and Ephraim, along with him. When Jacob was told, "Your son Joseph has come to you," Israel rallied his strength and sat up on the bed. Jacob said to Joseph, "God Almighty appeared to me at Luz in the land of Canaan, and there he blessed me and said to me, 'I'm going to make you fruitful and increase your numbers. I will make you a community of peoples, and I will give this land as an everlasting possession to your descendants after you. Now then, your two sons born to you in Egypt before I came to you here will be reckoned as mine. Ephraim and Manasseh will be mine, just as Reuben and Simeon are mine. Any children born to you after them will be yours. In the territory they inherit, they will be reckoned under the name of their brothers. As I was returning from Paddan, to my sorrow, Rachel died in the land of Canaan while we were still on the way, a little distance from Ephrath. So I buried her there beside the road to Ephrath. When Israel saw the sons of Joseph, he asked, 'Who are these?' 'They are the sons God has given me here,' Joseph said to his father. Then Israel said, 'Bring them to me, so I may bless them.' Now Israel's eyes were failing because of old age, and he could hardly see. So Joseph brought his sons close to him, and his father kissed them and embraced them. Israel said to Joseph, 'I never expected to see your face again, and now God has allowed me to see your children too.' Then Joseph removed them from Israel's knees and bowed down with his face to the ground. And Joseph took both of them, Ephraim on his right toward Israel's left hand, and Manasseh on his left toward Israel's right hand, and brought them close to him. But Israel reached out his right hand and put it on Ephraim's head, though he was the younger, and crossing his arms, he put his left hand on Manasseh's head, even though Manasseh was the firstborn. Then he blessed Joseph and said, 'May the God before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac walked faithfully, the God who has been my shepherd all my life to this day, the angel who has delivered me from all harm, may he bless these boys. May they be called by my name and the names of my fathers Abraham and Isaac, and may they increase greatly on the earth.'" When Joseph saw his father placing his right hand on Ephraim's head, he was displeased. So he took hold of his father's hand to move it from Ephraim's head to Manasseh's head. Joseph said to him, "No, my father, this one is the firstborn. Put your right hand on his head." But his father refused and said, "I know, my son, I know. He too will become a people, and he too will become great. Nevertheless, his younger brother will be greater than he, and his descendants will become a group of nations." He blessed them that day and said, "In your name will Israel pronounce this blessing. May God make you like Ephraim and Manasseh." So he put Ephraim ahead of Manasseh. As Jacob enters the last days of his life, he has the opportunity to think about what he has learned in a lifetime of encounters with God. He can look back at the pain of life, both from his own sin and from circumstances around him, but he can also look back and see God's faithfulness throughout his life. This same Jacob had once tried to manipulate life so that only good and nothing bad happened to him. He tricked his brother and father, and then later his uncle, into doing things his way. But something has changed now as he looks back. We no longer see a fearful, anxious, grasping man. We see instead an awareness that God has been at work in his life the whole time. And it's out of this awareness that Jacob blesses others. He, of course, knows the tradition that older sons would receive the greater share of the family blessing. But he crosses his arms to switch things up again. Jacob isn't confused, as Joseph assumes. Rather, he has learned that God doesn't work exactly how we want him to, and that is for our good. Can you say with Jacob that God has been my shepherd all my life to this day? His grace may sometimes come unexpectedly, but God will always work for our good. Pray with me. Lord, we sometimes sing, "I know not why God's wondrous grace to me he has made known." But as we see your character and goodness, Lord, may we, like Jacob, claim you as our shepherd. For Jesus' sake, amen.
This is Today, Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.